Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode number 76 for Thursday, October 27th, 2011. I am Phil Dickinson. I am your host for the Android Central Podcast, which you are listening to now. Some of you are listening to it live, and I can see you in the chat room, and you can see me because we're doing video now. And others of you are listening to this recorded, and hey, that's cool. I'm all right with that. You guys all right with that? You should be. With us, we have Jerry Hildenbrand from the site.
Hey, everybody.
And we have Mickey Papillon. You know him as the cell phone junkie.
Good evening.
We have Corey Streeter from the Android Central Forums.
Hello.
And we have Alex Doby, who has worked his butt off for us today over in London and Manchester and England and all points in between.
Happy Galaxy Nexus, guys.
You suck, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. We're all so mad at Alex right now. Yeah. I hate you.
Rage and jealousy.
So Alex and Richard went to London today for the Samsung Galaxy Note event, where they also had the Galaxy Nexus. And wow, I actually said it the first time without calling it either the Prime or the Galaxy S. Do I even want to know about the Galaxy Note? Let's just get it out of the way. Galaxy Note, 5 inches, has all this cool drawing crap on it. Cool?
Yep. Yeah, we have an article. Go read it.
Okay. Galaxy Nexus, which is what we all really want to hear about. So you were kind of meh, right? You think it sucks. Actually, let's just say it. Alex thinks it sucks. Alex hates the Galaxy Nexus.
Well, I didn't say that. What I said was I sort of had a look at it, and I was almost underwhelmed by it after all the hype and after all the, and I guess it's the same with any phone that's hyped a lot, like the Bionic or anything like that. But there's no doubt that the most interesting thing is Ice Cream Sandwich, and the hardware itself isn't that different to what we've seen in other phones. And Corey's just put his hands over his face.
Well, I seem to remember somebody writing that at some point, like, hey, the specs aren't the big deal.
Mm. Yeah, maybe I'm reading it wrong. Maybe, yeah, but I don't know.
All right, tell us about the hardware, because we haven't gotten to see it. Yeah. I didn't go to Hong Kong for a day like an idiot, apparently. And so you're the only one out of all of us.
I'd say fine with your family.
We've got
around the front, same as the Nexus S, completely black, nothing on there. You can't really take a picture of it because it's so colorless. Mm. And then the other side of it, it's kind of unassuming. It's just gray plastic. It's the most interesting thing happens when you actually switch it on. You've got this gorgeous 720p Super AMOLED display, really, really nice. And you know, don't worry about Pentel, Matrix or anything like that.
Oh, but Pentel sucks on principle, and I can't ever buy a phone that has a Pentel display.
You're an idiot then, because it's the best display on any phone, and it looks fantastic in bright light, and you know, it's just really, really cool, and it's the same on the Galaxy Note.
Now, look, and I say that, and we've used Pentile displays that I'm absolutely not happy with, right? You know, and I've gotten better at them. I mean, the Bionic didn't bother me quite as much as other phones have. So, I mean, there's Pentile, and then there's Pentile.
The resolution more than makes up for that. That's okay. ICS is ICS. I mean, we've had a play with that. There's really, I mean, we've been over and over this over the past week, and there's not a whole lot more to say about it.
Watching the podcast, that was the Galaxy Note that Renee was showing there. Not to confuse anybody.
I think a few people were complaining about the units they had in Hong Kong that were kind of laggy. I didn't see any of that today. Really smooth throughout. Everything worked as far as I could tell. They didn't show off the face unlocking, which was maybe because it didn't quite work last time.
What else?
Oh, man.
The camera's very fast. And the shots that comes up with, even in the sort of variable weird lighting conditions that you get at press events, it was impressive. And okay, it's only 5 megapixels, but it's good 5 megapixels, and I guess that's what counts.
But Alex, an 8 megapixel camera is 3 more.
Yeah.
This phone sucks.
Yeah, if there's one thing I learned, it's just ignore all of the stupid whining that's come out the past week since we actually learned about the specs, because you know, even though there's maybe a bit of people are going to be a bit underwhelmed when they actually see the phone because it's not everything to everyone, it's still a very, very nice piece of hardware.
I want it. And I'm going to get
ICS,
one.
Yeah.
I know it's big.
Mm. It's not big, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a comparison chart. It's not big. It's about it's a tiny slither taller than the Optimus 2X, which itself is not a particularly big phone.
All right, let's talk about when and where. They announced November 17th in the
they did. I've yeah
in Europe
exclusive on Verizon, even in Europe.
Even in Europe.
Yeah.
It, well, explain the European thing first, because that's different than here in the States. Obviously.
Yeah, so Europe gets it first. Well, it arrives first in Europe. It might be out in the US before then. Of course, we don't know. But it arrives first in Europe on the 17th of November. And from then, it'll then roll out to other parts of Europe and Asia. So it looks like the UK is going to get it first, which I'm fine with. Yeah.
So, I mean, how does that work? Is it like, hey, it's available, you can go buy it at all these carriers or all the future shops and all the other stores? Or is that Canada? I don't remember.
Don't know. It looks, I mean, if other phones are anything to go by, it's going to seem probably like it's, you'll get the SIM-free version first, then, you know, maybe a few days later, the carrier branded versions will be available. So you're not looking at a huge wait, you know, regardless of what you go for. But if you want to pay £500 on day one and get it, you'll absolutely be able to do that, and it'll be SIM-free and unbranded and unblemished.
I would be okay with that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I would be fine with that. I will pay £500. I will gain £500.
So have you guys got any sort of specific questions? Because I don't know. I'm still trying to arrange my thoughts, really, on what I've all the stuff I've seen today. So.
But Alex, it doesn't have Gorilla Glass. It sucks.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that. And the fact that we have to ask the Gorilla Glass whether
yeah,
it has Gorilla Glass to find out if it has Gorilla Glass probably gives you a good idea.
What was the line I saw today? Like, it has I forget. There was like some other kind of glass it has. That's like it has laminated glass or whatever the hell it was. It's like it has glass.
Dragon tail or something.
I don't know.
As long as it doesn't have like little fine scratches, I'm good with it. That's what matters to me the most.
Removable battery or no? I should know this.
Ooh. Mm.
The pictures we saw earlier showed one.
Yeah, I didn't actually check because I mean you don't you really do with demo units, but. It has a removable back cover, so I would my money would be on.
And I know people have been asking, it does have a notification light that is absolutely all right. Yeah, Black Man X says it's removable, as it should be. Yeah. Cool.
The presentation today.
Yeah.
When you held it in your hands, did it like burn because there's no SD card slot on it?
Oh, it sucks.
Did it actually cause you pain?
No, it's fine. People need to stop whining.
Have any of you guys actually ever swapped out? And Corey, don't answer because I'm sure you have. But I mean, have any of you actually swapped out your micro SD card like on the fly? Like, oh my god, I have to swap it out.
No, because it's a pain in the ass on every single phone to do that. It's either behind the battery or it's in some weird position.
Yeah, Music. No, never pulled one out.
And not since we got over 1 gig cards. I remember doing it on the Windows Mobile days, but that's because we had like 12 256 meg cards, you know. But once we got over a certain point, it doesn't really matter.
And I'm guilty about it too, because you know, when I write these, it's like, oh hey, you can get to the micro SD card without taking the battery off first. Like that's a big deal, and it's really not. So blame me too, I guess.
Okay,
blame me for everything else. Why not?
We're going to take a note of that. Blame.
Dude, that's standing order for anybody who has ever worked for me. Blame me whenever possible, and anytime you have a chance to tell me I screwed something up, do it. Absolutely.
And you tell me this 2 years late.
Oh, sorry. Ask anyone who worked for me years ago at the paper, standing order. If you pass up that chance, I can't help you.
I'm still a little bit hung up on your initial opening of I was a little underwhelmed. Was it the plastic feel of it? What was it about it? What were you expecting?
Puppies.
I don't know. Puppies and unicorns, I guess. That's the thing. Any phone is always, there's always going to be a certain amount of, oh, it's just a phone.
Alex,
I still like it. I still want one.
Did you
I want
think
people
to
be jealous
storage.
When they see it.
Say again, Jerry?
Did you think to look at the storage and see if it was 16 or 32 gigs?
I didn't, but I think the only one that's getting released over here is 16 anyway.
Okay.
What I was going to say with ICS is that it's weird not having the usual buttons down the bottom.
Really?
Like, really weird.
Oh,
yeah,
it is.
Mess with my head, yeah. It's so many times I pressed the task switching button, I think it was a menu button. This thing would pop up, and I didn't know what the hell was going on. And then I'd be pressing something under the screen, expecting a button to be there, and there'd be nothing because it was on the screen.
Hmm. I'm sure I'm going to complain about that for a while.
Yeah, me too, probably. But we'll get used to it, like I say.
Huh. All right, so let's talk Verizon. So, and I don't know how I managed to forget this, but between last week and now, Verizon did in fact say it's getting it. It said later this year, which, you know, we all know is November sometime. I wrote a post last night. I can't believe I totally forgot they announced it, but I did. So they said later this year it's coming, whatever. And then yesterday, the little marketing page that says, give us your email and we will let you be the first person to know more about the blah, 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 blah. Here's a little hint, boys and girls. Pay attention. We will tell you before you will get an email from Verizon.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, if you want to give them your email, go ahead. And God knows I've filled in enough of those things. Ooh. But you're going to hear it here first. And you're going to hear it on the other blogs first as well. We will all get them. Mainstream media will publish something before you get an email from the carrier marketing team alerting you to the fact that this phone is available. And in fact, I think I got like 8 emails telling me that the Droid Razor had been announced.
Oh my gosh. I was going to just say that. I don't know what's going on with that launch.
Yeah, it was, I mean, and there have been like 12 press releases and it's insane. So yeah, there's an email sign up page. Fine. The other thing I guess we should talk about briefly is the exclusivity thing, and I pretty much explained that last night. If in fact it is, and we've talked about this before, if in fact it is exclusive on Verizon, it's going to be temporary. And I don't think it's a Verizon, quote, exclusive anyway. Now, that being said, by definition, anything on Verizon is in fact exclusive to Verizon because it's CDMA.
And we'll be
because
burning
of
the state of New Jersey to the ground.
Oh. So everybody chill. We've explained this before.
Don't hate on Verizon now.
No, I mean, look, I think a carrier needs to pimp itself. Absolutely. And Verizon probably pimps itself either more or better than the others. I don't know. I mean, there's no reason why they shouldn't, right? That's their job, is to make themselves look good.
But yeah.
And, you know, I think for the most part, Verizon lives up to it. But, I mean, it's like when a blog says something's exclusive and it's really not. So just... Yeah. Keep using that word. I do not think that word means what you think it means. So, yeah. No big deal.
It is the weird thing.
What, yeah?
We had a list of, or not a list, like a weird scrolling thing on the screen today of all the international carriers for it, and the one country that wasn't on there was the United States.
Sure. Well, I mean, it was a European event. No, I mean, that didn't surprise me at all. It was a European event.
Just European stuff.
Yeah. They were just showing European carriers. That's fine. I had... absolutely no problem. And I was watching it on the stream and had no problem with that whatsoever. So, what else? We've hated on Gorilla Glass. We've hated on megapixels. Anything else? I want one. I'm ready. Send me one, Samsung. I will buy one now. I have no problem. Please. Okay. I'll wait. Galaxy Note, seriously, and I know we blew past it and we shouldn't have. I'm still kind of hurting for a use case for something like that. Like, I understand. Yeah, I can picture people in a boardroom being like, all right, what does this thing do? We have this 5-inch monstrosity and let's give it like a cool use case. And the use case is you need to take notes somewhere. I mean, have you ever been in a place where you need to take notes so bad you have to write them? I mean, how many stylus?
Yes, just right here. I needed to write down blame Phil. If I had a Galaxy Note, there we go.
I walked into that, didn't I? Mickey, you're a company man. I mean, you go to actual meetings with actual people. I don't. Mine are all on Skype. I mean, have you ever like sat in a conference room somewhere and be like, I must have a 5-inch phablet and a stylus to write on right now?
You know, honestly, I'm someone who has totally made the transition over to taking notes on a tablet. But so I do actually have a little stylus, and I, you know, It's one of the capacitive ones, and I use an app, and I write on the screen, and it works great. So I can see the use case, obviously, for a device that does a really good job of taking notes. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I don't need it on my phone. If I am going to be in a scenario where I need to take notes that bad, I can easily just type out a quick, you know, note to myself and email it to myself or whatever from my phone. I don't need to have to take, you know, scribing of notes. And when I do, it's because I will know that I need to bring whatever device it is that I'm going to be bringing there. So, but some people may like the melding of both of those devices together. And I think it's good that there's at least the option for it now, because that I feel like this space, this 5-inch space, we had the Dell Streak, but other than that, we haven't seen much else. I'm not a big 7-inch tablet fan. I like the bigger. I kind of feel like the bigger they are, the better. In fact, I think we can go bigger than 10 inches, and if you can, if they can bring the weight down, it's going to be great. Media really? Consumption and all that. Plus, you know, plus doing other things like taking notes. You've got more screen real estate. Quite honestly, taking notes on an iPad, you feel like you're writing with a crayon. You know, you can get like 20 words on the screen before you have to go to page 2. I mean, I take notes for a half hour meeting, and it's like 14 pages sometimes. And so I wouldn't mind something bigger. I can't necessarily see the case for taking notes on something smaller, other than maybe it's a very niche, very specific use case where you need that small form factor, that small thing that you can take with you all the time to be able to do that. But a really small segment.
You're using an iPad, and I have no problem with that. Can't you be like, Siri, take notes for me?
No, because remember, she doesn't work on the iPad.
Oh.
She's phone only.
God, Apple's so done. They're so over.
Yeah. That's right.
Anytime something small doesn't work, God, Apple's done. That's it. All right, I want to talk about something interesting this week, and it's interesting on a number of levels. So when I play, I don't play many games because, frankly, I don't have a lot of time, and I end up getting yelled at by my family when I find something I really enjoy. So I've been playing Field Runners a lot. I know it's kind of getting old, and it's a tower game, and tower games are just kind of mindless, right? So this week I started playing – oh, I've got it sitting here, so maybe I'll play it instead of talking to you guys. I've started playing Wind Up Night. Any of you guys played it yet?
No.
Oh, I love this game. I'm so in love with it. It's so much fun. Now, I mean, it's a little janky. You know, I have graphics problems sometimes. I've been playing it on the Galaxy tab. It's kind of like a cross between Mario Brothers and like a newer Mario Brothers that's almost 3D. I don't know. I mean, it's still a side scroller. You go left and right, but it has some depth to it. It has, you know, three dimensions, and you have to collect coins, and you have to dodge spikes and these barrels that fall out of the sky at you, and these flames that shoot at you. And you have to collect coins, and you have to get these little hidden cards that are actually fairly well hidden. Like, sometimes they're not that hidden, sometimes they are. And, I mean, that's it. So the thing is, you have to rescue a princess. Very much like Mario, like that. Really, really well done game. I really am enjoying it. I mean, there are a couple little glitches. And a few things within the game itself, and we'll get to it in a second, that just, like, I'm not quite sure exactly what I have to do. But all in all, very excellent game. The developer has done a really, really good job of it. The chat room's talking about Shadowgun. I've never been a big first-person shooter, and I played Shadowgun. It's fine. But Wind Up Night is like a nice, I don't have to think about it that much. I mean, it's frustrating. Some of the levels are hard. It's almost like Simon for your fingers. Like, you have to remember it because you have four buttons, right? Two on each side. You know, two for your left thumb, two for your right thumb. And you have to remember which one to hit at which time, and some you can hit at the same time, whatever. And Jerry, you've been playing it, right? I mean, some of these levels are just frustrating.
Yep.
And I'm not the only one.
They made it challenged.
Yeah, no, they really did. And they're like 50 levels, so this is going to last a while. So here's the deal. The game itself is free, right? And you can play... I think you play like the first two or three levels before you get a little pop-up that says, all right, for this level you need a sword, so let's go into the store. And you can get, you know, you collect, they call them notes, and you know, I think by the time you get to that level, you have like 200 or 300, whatever, and you can get a sword, and you can get a cheap sword. You can get one for like 25 or 300 or whatever it is. But then also in the store, they have a 2,000 note sword or 10,000, whatever it is. I don't remember the numbers. And hey, use our in-app purchasing, and you can go buy something better. It'll help you get to the levels better. So I'm torn on this, and I really am. And I actually got an email from the developer who was very nice about it. Who thought I was kind of hating on it a little bit because I felt like they were upselling me a bit much, and we'll get a little more into that in a second here. This is probably one of the most in-depth uses of in-app purchasing I've used in Android, and I'm sure there are other apps that use it, but for me, this is the first time that I've really done it. And I'm trying to decide if it bugs me that I feel like they're trying to sell me something when I could have bought what, you know, any other game would probably have been, what, like $5-6, maybe like 10 at the most. And I've already spent, I think, $12 on it, buying a sword, buying whatever. And like I said, the post, these things don't transfer. In-app purchases don't transfer. So I bought it on the tablet. I can't go play the game on the phone and have all the stuff that I've already purchased. And in fact, I went back, I cleared data to do the video to start from the very, very beginning. And of course, I lost everything. And I knew I would, so I'm not complaining about that. But, you know, just something to be aware of. So, I mean, what do you guys think? And if Renee's out there and can speak loud enough from from our 5,000 computer rig here, I mean, he's played a lot of these on iOS too. And Mickey, I'm sure you have too. I mean, am I worrying about this too much? Is it bothering me more than it should?
You want a real answer, Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're not worrying at all. People are too cheap to pay a dollar for a game, but they're willing to spend $100 to have a better Smurf Village cottage than their neighbor. It's insane.
And that's what's bugging me. It's like, well, I mean, I'd pay $5-6 for the game outright, but as soon as you present me with this menu of things I can get, I feel like you're trying to rip me off somewhere. And I'm not sure I'm correct in thinking that.
It's game crack.
Yeah, basically.
Well, and here's somebody else come along and develop a game where you don't have to do that.
Well, sure.
It'd be just the same.
Yeah, and the game is good enough that it keeps me playing, so that's the deal. But here's the thing. So you get, I think it's 4 or 5 levels in, and then you get a pop-up that says, oh, hey, by the way, we're about to give you a special one-time offer, and you're not going to see this again. Pay us $3.99, and we will unlock. The levels are done in books, so each book has 1, 2, 3, 4. I think 12 levels. I forget how many it is. And there are 5 books, or I guess 10 levels each, 50 levels. And so, pay us $3.99 now, and we will unlock all these other books. You won't see this offer again. You have to do it right now, which I'm not crazy about at all. That was a little bit much. If I had the option to get it again, I think then it wouldn't bother me as much. And of course, I ponied up. But here's the thing. So I pay the $3.99. I finished the first 10 levels, right? Like completed them, not 100%. So to get 100%, you have to get all the coins and the cards. But I completed them all in various states of whatever. And then get to the second book, and it opens the second book, and I hit the level, and it goes, I'm like, what the hell is going on here? So I emailed the dev, and I'm like, why can I not? I paid my $3.99. They said, oh, no. You actually have to, you don't just complete the levels. You have to get all the coins in each level. It's like, oh, geez. Okay. And to do that easier, I can go buy a better sword. But I don't know. I mean, it is a great game. I do not mean to diminish that at all. I think a lot of this is my coming to terms with in-app purchasing. And I know we've talked before about, you know, kids buying stuff, and my daughter's bought like clothes for Cordy, but this is different to me, and I'm trying to come to grips with why it's bothering me so much. Am I just crazy?
Because it's different, right? You're not used to that.
Yeah.
You're used to paying a flat fee and having the game or having it for free, or, you know, having it being ads. So now you're being asked to like pay all the time.
It's almost like a subscription.
Yeah.
And I want to be devil's advocate about that, because I will start out by saying I rarely buy apps, mm-hmm. but when I do, I'll go all out. I'll spend the $30 on the Sling Player application, or I'll spend, you know, the same amount on something for Log Me In or something that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
But I'm not a big gaming person, but at the same time, I feel like they've done they're smart. They're really smart at doing it, because people are going to get into the game and they're really going to like it. And they're not forcing you to buy everything. They're not forcing you to spend a lot of money, but they're giving you the option to buy, what it is that you want that can help you mm-hmm. with the game or accelerate whatever it is that you're
make no mistake about it. You can finish this game without buying a single item. They have said that and wanted us to make that clear. But I mean, you feel compelled to, and you know, and I want to, cause I was like, oh, I want to be the badass who finishes the game, whatever. But, oh man, I mean, if it was just the store and the stuff you buy there, it'd be one thing. I think getting the upsell to the full version or whatever is another, because I don't think, and I need to look at the market description again, I don't think at any point did it say like, hey, this is a light game, and I'll pull it up now and look at it.
But would you even have considered playing this game if you would have had to pay $4.99 or $9.99 up front without knowing about it? Or how did you even wind up looking at it?
I saw a bunch of people, including Googlers on Google Plus, saying, hey, here's this badass game, and you know, there's some in-app purchasing in it. But it's awesome. Yeah. So, and you know, I'm probably a little different because it's my job and I got to play with this stuff anyway. But I have no qualms about, yeah, I kind of wish I hadn't spent, you know, $10 on more notes to buy a sword and then wiped everything. but that's my fault. It's a good game. The purchases don't bother me. And maybe what's frustrating is that I thought I finished all the levels in the first book and still couldn't actually play any in the second book yet until I completely finished it. I mean, maybe I'm just frustrated at that. I don't know. The game itself is great. The game itself is really good. It's challenging. It's immersive. It's probably the best game for me that I played this year. I know a lot of people love the first-person shooters, but I like this a lot. I'm trying to get the dev to do an interview with us, by the way. They're listening. So I really want to talk to them about this too. All right, so here's the market description. Wind Up Night is a high-end action-packed 3D side-scrolling adventure game. It's here to show you how games are supposed to be played. I agree with that. Guide your wind-up night through devilish levels. Oh, and I didn't mention this, so it's a wind-up night. You know, literally, he has a key and has to be wound, and you collect keys as you go through the levels. If you miss one for whatever reason, and this hasn't been a problem, then he winds down and dies. Oh, and by the way, you know, Jerry and I were saying how frustrating this is. There are no, like, checkpoints. So anytime you die, you go all the way back to the beginning. It's very frustrating. It sucks! Sorry, I hadn't done that in a while. guide your wind-up night through devilish levels, over 50 in all, to rescue the princess, blah, 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 blah. It's a challenging game you've been waiting for. It's a high-end game with the best-looking graphics. It requires a high-end device, a Nexus One or better. Here's some bullet points. 50 soul-crushing levels, and I will absolutely agree with that. Blah, 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 blah. Wind-up night. Note, if you are mega hardcore, and this is the only thing where it talks about this, if you are mega hardcore, it is possible to unlock all the levels in this game for free. If you prefer to pay a few bucks to unlock levels, that's cool too. However, purchases are not transferable across devices. So, I mean, it kind of hints at it, but not really. Or am I just upset?
You're pretty good at the game, by the way. I'm a gamer, and I'm just watching you play it here, and I'm like, dang.
Oh, and that was early. That was, you know, that was yesterday morning, man. It's been 24 hours since then.
You're really better. Good now. We need review part two.
I'm thinking about that, actually, but I think I've complained about it enough on here. People can just watch this. Yeah, I mean, nowhere there does it say, hey, it's essentially a light version, though it's not, but it is, but it's not. I don't know. I mean, I paid $3 to unlock more levels, but I still have to basically completely finish the levels in the first place to get, I don't know. It's interesting. It's a hell of a game. Go play it. I recommend it, but just don't say I didn't warn you.
It'll be interesting to see if other people, you know, start doing this as well. I mean, you have the whole notification advertising thing going on.
We've got a question on that in a little bit too, actually. Yeah, no, I mean, in the in-app purchasing is really well done, and it's, you know, I've just never seen it done in this depth before. So it's interesting. Yeah, we need to move on.
Yeah.
really, I just kind of briefly wanted to mention a few other things. The Motorola Droid 4. Got spied today. It looks like in a Verizon store. That looks like the usual Verizon desktop there, and that's where these things come from. I mean, Droid 3 has been out for 3 months, and we're already seeing a Droid 4. Now, this is the first time we've seen it, but I don't know. It's early, so supposedly it's going to be like the Razer with keyboard. Great, cool, whatever. Are they going to the well one too many times on the Droid?
Yeah.
But you could say the same about the Bionic and the Razer, surely.
True.
This is just a thinner Droid 3 with LTE, then what's the point?
I saw somebody write something. Go ahead.
I still hear a lot of people that want that keyboard. That's the one thing that is keeping a lot of people from switching.
There are a lot of people that want a keyboard, but not that Droid keyboard. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, that is that's another thing.
I saw somebody, and I forget where, this afternoon, wrote a post saying, like, the manufacturers are going too fast. They're making too many phones. And I think it's important to remember that it's not the manufacturers, it's the carriers, right? I mean, the manufacturers aren't going to make them if nobody's going to buy them, and you sell to the carriers. Yeah, I think, and we've said this before, I said this way back in January after they dropped, after Verizon dropped five phones on us at CES, right? Verizon's just insane with the number of phones they have and the number of phones they have coming out. And we had heard that they're either going to announce a release like one a week for the rest of the year. And we're pretty close. And Sprint's not far behind, actually. I think Sprint spreads it out a little more on Boost and Virgin. And that's good. But Jesus, there are a lot of phones out there. That's not new.
It doesn't matter to them. They just get a 2-year contract and they're fine.
True. I mean, yeah. And that's what the carriers want. Is it time for me to bitch about that new chart that came out today? Anybody see that?
Yes.
God.
Really, a really good looking chart talking about updates and how, and it's done with like green, red, and yellow, whatever. So, you know, showing, hey, here's a phone, and it's really in depth and really well done. Here's a phone. Here's, you know, which update it's on. Here's how many major updates, you know, the Android phones are behind. And lo and behold, all the, you know, iOS phones are green and up to date. Even the iPhone 3, or yeah, iPhone 3, whatever it is, 3G, 3, 3. You know, and it runs iOS 5 or 4, yes. Or, you know, but it runs it crappily. Those charts are ridiculous, guys. I don't know how many ways I can say not every phone deserves gingerbread. I'm sorry. The Motorola Devour, which is, you know, listed in that chart, does not deserve a gingerbread update. It never did. Does it even have Froyo? Probably not. But, I mean, you cannot, these aren't apples and oranges. These are like apples and hand grenades, right, that you're comparing. It's ridiculous. You know, the chart that was referenced in Molly Wood's piece a couple weeks ago, another ridiculous one, the Computer World one earlier this year. Again, the exact same thing. This is not new. So, I mean, it's fun to compare, fine. And yes, the upgrade process is still completely borked. Not completely, but mostly borked. Something has to be done. These charts aren't helping matters, though. So if you see it, you know, point at it, laugh at it, and then tell people to, you know, think a little bit before they just start rewriting this stuff.
Until the brand new 3GS that I can buy from the AT&T store runs Siri, shut up. Stop showing me charts.
Yeah. Siri, can I update
Nexus my... The Nexus 1 isn't getting it. It isn't getting ice cream sandwich.
So, yeah, the Nexus 1 isn't getting ice cream sandwich. And as Jerry wrote in his predictions, I mean, that's not a huge surprise, right? It's disappointing. I think it's still a great phone, and I could walk around with it now, but it's really not that surprising.
Yeah, it's, you know, an old laptop that you bought 2 years before Windows 7 came out might be able to run it, but only if it has a 4 gig hard drive.
That's true. I don't know. I mean, look, there's going to be an ice cream sandwich ROM for the Nexus 1. And at this point, I say this knowing full well that my Nexus 1 sitting right here about to die. So the battery's almost dead. You know, I say that knowing full well that mine is stock and not rooted and has no custom ROM on it. But there will be an ice cream sandwich ROM for the Nexus 1. I guarantee you. If there's not, you know, something's wrong. There absolutely will be. It's disappointing.
Do any of the other phones really need it? I mean, what would it bring to, say, an Evo or an Incredible or whatever? I mean, they're all skinned anyway. So what feature?
Yeah, we went over this last week. How much of ice cream sandwich is just going to either have to be torn out or changed beyond recognition to get sense on there? So, true. So as not to change the user experience so that people don't call up HTC and, you know, act all confused so they don't know where everything is anymore.
Look, I mean, there's so much back-end stuff that, you know, probably would be great to have folded in. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, again, will it work with the framework? I mean, look, is there any reason why the Evo won't get the new Gmail app? Or is that a framework thing? And if you don't have...
It could be. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll have to see. But, I mean, those were taken out of the ROMs on purpose, right? So they could be updated. So I would hope so. You know, the camera app, you're going to have HTC's camera app anyway. You know, and HTC is already doing a lot of work on the camera app. Cloud connected experience. All right, cool. I'm looking at the highlights post that Google did. Yeah, I mean, all these APIs, I mean, that's stuff that's going to get baked into custom ROMs one way or another. So I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, yeah, there's stuff that we would probably like to see baked in, but you know what? The iPhone 4 doesn't get Siri. It's fragmented. So, you know, it's not new. It happens everywhere. Have I yelled enough about that? Anybody else got anything?
Nope.
Our review of the T-Mobile Amaze 4G is finally up. Really, really good. Amazing. Not quite. I think Samsung's got the leg up on camera still, on both quality and the app. Panorama. And, you know, it's nice to see HDR baked in. But I mean, third party and Samsung are still ahead, I think. The phone is big and it's slippery, too. I would have much preferred soft touch. So the HTC Thunderbolt has Gingerbread, officially, again. Again. I've got
it. Does it work, chat room? Is it buggy?
It's working all right for me. I still had the, like, occasional odd radio issue, like Wi-Fi cut out this afternoon. But, yeah, it works. And I'm glad it's here. About time. The update. Man, I forgot about Verizon updates, because Verizon doesn't update over Wi-Fi, right? It just won't. Is that the thing?
I don't know. I'm not sure why they do that, but it doesn't.
Consider yourself lucky, Alex. What else? What else? What else?
So what was the deal before?
I just wanted to say is
remind me again why they had to like stop pushing it out.
There were bugs, something with the voicemail notifications, I think, and something else. I forget what. So they pulled it like the same day it was going out the first time. But I've got it now, and if you didn't get it before, it's like a whole 146 megs or something, which took forever to download. But why doesn't it do it over Wi-Fi? Or do they?
That's a great question. That'd be really nice.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm not wrong in that. It didn't, like, just weirdly kick off.
Yes. No, they never do that, right?
Oh, that's ridiculous. Man.
It would go a lot faster. So did the people that, I mean, obviously, I guess the people that got it initially.
People who got the initial got one. Yeah, they got another one, a smaller one that was like 13 megs. And much more reasonable. Yeah, so no, they were updated too. I was sure that's what was going to happen. I mean, all they had to do is look at the version number and say, all right, you got the first one. Let's give you this little update. So that's easy. Speaking of ice cream sandwich, we should have talked to this a second ago. So Motorola on Twitter the other day, and if you haven't heard me ever say that Twitter is perhaps not the best way to announce things, this is why. On Twitter, they came out and said, "We will be," and this is the very first tweet, "we will be releasing devices for ICS 6 weeks after Google releases the final version of it." Which, okay, it doesn't make sense on like five different levels. They actually ended up pulling any tweet that said anything about 6 weeks, and in fact emailed me later, which is, manufacturers, carriers, anybody, don't announce things on Twitter. Don't announce things on Facebook. Email us. Put it on a website where you have room to explain things. I'm telling you as a friend. I love you guys. Let's all make life easier on each other. So that said, it will provide more precise guidance on timing within 6 weeks of post-public push of ICS by Google. But they have said that the Razer, Bionic, and Zoom will all get ice cream sandwich. Makes sense, right? We thought they would. And then within the first 6 weeks, they're going to start figuring out which other devices will get it. They gave us a couple links to one of them is that big, awesome chart, that upgrade chart that Motorola, and actually Moto is one of the few manufacturers that does that, right? So keep an eye on that, and they'll let us know about more. Anything else? Sprint released an update for that giant, massive security bug that was cracked wide open a couple weeks ago, and I'm okay.
it's good that they did it.
Yeah, hey, you know, I'm glad they did. I just wish they'd gotten, you know, just as many headlines and just as many screaming headlines when they fixed it 3 weeks later, 2 weeks later, whatever it was. You know, good on HTC for doing it.
Yep.
It's exactly the way it's supposed to work. Sorry they got so much crap for it. Anything else? Have I forgotten anything?
That's a lot of Sense phones from there.
Yeah, it is. Well, they were all Sense phones.
That was just one carrier, Corey.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
What else? Anything else going on? That's kind of the end of the news. Oh, Amazon said it's going to make millions more Kindle Fires than it expected to. And that's going to be out in, what, 2.5 weeks? 3 weeks?
Well, that whole Amazon thing killed me.
How so?
Amazon brought in more money than ever.
Yes,
their profits were down, but they spent all that money on infrastructure for the fire, and people gave them all kinds of hell. Oh, Amazon lost money in the stock tank.
Right.
But they didn't lose money. They spent it wisely and for the future. Made me want to invest in Amazon.
Well, but you can't.
No.
Because you work for us. That would be.
Well, I can't anyway because I have no money.
Let's see what they're at today. They are at, hey, Google's up today.
They're at 206.
206? Yeah.
Yeah, they were up today, but then so was everybody.
Right.
Best October.
Oh, that's right. Europe, everybody decided Europe's doing good. Right? Yeah, Europe's doing good this week. It'll be back down next week. You just wait.
Yeah, isn't that interesting that they call it a haircut on for the banks that they're having to basically drop 50% of what they have out there, and then everyone starts buying into them like it's a good thing. I don't understand how that logic works.
Because we all want to feel good. We just want good news, Mickey. Nobody wants to go occupy Europe, so again.
Right.
I don't know. Occupy is the new winning. I'm a little over Occupy.
I caught him in my living room the other day.
What?
Yeah, there's Occupy Seattle was right in my living room.
Dude.
Came home and there they were.
You got a big place.
Yeah.
You want to do some emails? I got 3 emails for you. They're pretty good. Fine. I'll do them. Carolyn writes, I'm using a Nexus on T-Mobile, Nexus S on T-Mobile, and whenever I wake up in the morning, I get at least one stupid ad saying, you may have won an iPad, or something to that effect. Is there some new feature or setting that was changed in one of the updates that I don't realize I need to fix? Or is this something stupid T-Mobile is doing because they think I want ads sent to the phone I spent almost $600 on? I have 2 answers. I'm going to see what you guys come up with.
Well, it could be, if it's coming in on a text, it could be just somebody farming and phishing and got your number.
Right.
Or it could be an app you installed.
That was my second answer. I don't have any other answers. That's it. I mean, can you reply with stop?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, can you reply with the word stop maybe and that'll stop them? Or tell them to send you more?
It's by law, they're supposed to tell you if you can do that, but...
Mm.
But now I've noticed on T-Mobile, and maybe because numbers get recycled so often, I'm not even going to go there. But there's a lot more spam on T-Mobile than there is on other carriers. Mm. You know, just standard SMS spam, you get it out of the blue.
Those are the 2 things. Who wants the next one?
I thought of that.
Who wants the next email?
I'll say the next one.
Out of all Michael the manufacturers, Lights. Which... do you think we'll be next to make a buttonless Android smartphone with ice cream sandwich? My wife wants to be up to date, but she is thinking of going back to Motorola with a new Droid Razr. Should she wait for the next buttonless device?
And we're all going to answer this knowing full well none of us has touched the Droid Razr.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you're probably going to be perfectly happy with the Droid Razr.
Mm-hmm. You know what I would do? I would walk into a store and I would pick up both of them and I would... take the one that speaks to me the most and not worry about ice cream sandwich.
Corey!
For me, it would be ice cream sandwich. It's like, just kind of go in there, play around with it, see which one you like the most, like the looks and the feel and the speed and all that, and buy it.
But keep in mind that, yes, they say that you're going to get ice cream sandwich, but until it has ice cream sandwich, it does not have ice cream sandwich on it.
Yeah. That's true.
there's the usual rule about don't buy a phone based on what it might do.
And if it's a Razr, it has what is it? Motobler?
Filbler.
Yes. So that should factor into your decision as well. You have to be a Filbler lover in order to use that.
Well, who isn't?
And it can take a bullet.
Somebody's going to test that.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and write the post now.
Stop bullets, though. Don't need to stop shrapnel. So.
All right. Alex, do the last one.
Patrick writes, considering that the Galaxy S2 and even the Nexus S have become available in white and the general run on white devices, do you dare predict whether we will see a white Galaxy Nexus?
Yes.
Please.
I'm going to say probably not, just because the way it's put together.
I hate you, Alex.
Really? Why is that? Save it. Why do you think that?
I don't know. It looks like, from the way the back is all sort of gray. And of course, there's the trim around the side as well. I just don't think it would be practical to make that kind of device in white. And if they made the front white, it just wouldn't work because you wouldn't have that seamless blending between the screen and the outside of the chassis. So I don't think it would happen.
By the way, Alex, thank you for not prefacing every sentence tonight with, well, since I've actually seen and touched the Galaxy Nexus. Just, I appreciate you not doing that.
That's fine. We'll have it soon.
True.
Will you have it? Is that going to be your main phone?
Will I have it?
Yeah. Which
I don't know.
I mean, now that you've seen it, is that going to be your phone?
Getting one on three because I need to change contracts anyway. But if I bought one on three and got it for free and paid £33 a month versus if I paid the full retail price, it would take until like middle of 2013 for me to make it the money. So it probably wouldn't make a lot of sense to just go out and buy one. But I think I might have to go and get one on three. That might be what I do.
Hey, Mickey, you iPhone lover, you, are you going to get one?
It's the plan right now.
Yeah.
In fact, just talking to someone, one of my employees came in and was asking me about what device they should be picking up next, and I said, because she was asking about the new Razr, because I think she got the 27 emails from Verizon last night too. And so she was saying, you know, does it make sense for me to get this? And I said, yeah, it's really going to be nice. And there's this running joke in my office because I had one of my other employees was trying, like waiting for the Bionic, and waited like 6 months and finally went with the Charge. And then of course the Bionic comes out like a couple of weeks later. And and so she's like, is this going to be another Bionic? And I said, actually, it basically is the Bionic. But that all being said, I would say wait for the Galaxy Nexus. And so I'm interested to see what the LTE version is like, because that's the one that she would be getting. But I will probably take a look and very seriously at it, just because I am just dying to play with Ice Cream Sandwich. And I think this is a great device to do it on. And I think I wasn't too deterred by Alex's pictures. I think it's exactly what I thought it was going to be like. I didn't think it would be a wow factor device. I don't think any of the Nexus devices really have been. I think the Nexus S was interesting because of the curved screen, but I didn't think it was any more flashy than anything else that was out there. And I appreciate a lot of the stuff that they did with it and what Samsung has done with this Galaxy Nexus. And so I'm happy about it, and I really hope it's $530, because if it's more, then I'm going to have to think about it. But I've already, in my mind, spent the $530 that every Nexus has been up until now. So the plan is yes.
We didn't talk about, and I guess we've talked about it before, but I'm kind of leaning toward Verizon might have some sort of exclusive, or I don't think they will. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Verizon's going to have it. I think Jerry's right. I think you're going to have the Verizon one. You're going to have the everybody else one, and we can all go buy them and be happy.
And what will the difference be?
Radios.
Anything?
Radios.
And yeah, maybe, one will be HSPA, the other will be LTE.
It's different hardware, Corey.
Yeah, maybe subsidy.
They can't fit the Verizon and LTE radio in the GSM.
Right.
What about Sprint? I keep going back and forth on this. And I don't... I know I said I think Sprint will get it. Oh.
You know, I'll put my neck out. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think their network can take much more of this.
That's well, true. Network aside, there's no version 4 Sprint. There's no CDMA 3G, no 4G model. And we've heard nothing about, you know, a WiMAX version. I just don't think that they're going to see it.
Yeah. Honestly,
I wish, but.
So, I mean, there's no confirmation yet, right? But I'm sure there's a Galaxy 3 in the works. So if you think about it,
yeah.
I mean, not that it's a Nexus because it has all the carrier stuff on it and all that, but I'm thinking that, you know, a lot of carriers, or some of them may skip the Nexus and just go right for the Galaxy 3 when it comes out in like February or whatever.
But they don't have to, and that's where it gets confusing, because when we say carriers skip it, it's only because, you know, it's Sprint and their CDMA, or in previous years, you know, it'd be T-Mobile because it's T-Mobile with AWS, and it's ridiculous. I mean, otherwise, you can just go buy a damn thing. You know, in Europe, it makes sense, right? You don't have to worry about if 3 picks it up, subsidized. You can just go out and get a SIM-free one and continue living your life as God intended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really upsets me a little more than it
should. Maybe I'm wrong, but I've never heard a carrier actually say this is, and I have no doubt that other carriers are going to have this, but I've never heard anyone say this is an exclusive for us. Mm-hmm. Like the way this whole thing is playing out, I've never seen that
before. Oh, it's, well, yeah, and look, I mean, other than the one little graphic on Verizon last night, nobody anywhere in Verizon has officially said it's exclusive to Verizon, and rightfully so, because it's just not. Again, we're part of the problem. I know. We try not to be. We try to explain otherwise. People don't listen. Nobody listens. You should listen. If you're listening to this, you're better off for it. Or not.
Hey, it makes for a great debate in the forums. Lots of people talk about it.
Amen. Well, I think that's going to do it. I think I'm done for the night. I might be done for the week. I might just take 2 weeks off till the Galaxy Nexus comes out. Maybe that's what I'll do.
And finish Wind Up Night.
Yeah.
Did you just confirm it's coming out in 2 weeks?
I did. Phil said it's coming out in 2 weeks. Later this
week. For exclusive. Let me get right.
We need a sound effect for that. It's like something breaking exclusively.
Who's the guy that does the voiceover for all the Crackberry videos at the start? We should get him to do it.
I think he's dead, actually. Yeah, right. La Fontaine. Mm-hmm. We can get Craig to do them. All right, that's going to do it, I think. Mickey, take us home.
The Android Central podcast is brought to you by the Android Central store, found at store.androidcentral.com. You can place orders by calling 888-468-6158. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to podcast@androidcentral.com. Or again, leave us a voicemail, 888-468-6158. Type in extension 222. And if you'd like to get in touch with one of us, you can follow us on Twitter and reach out to Phil at Phil Nickinson. I am at @TCPJ_Mickey. Jerry is at GB Hill. Corey is at C Streeter. And all the other writers can be found at Android Central.
And Google Plus.
Yes.
And Google Plus.
I'm telling you, I'm having more fun.
Twitter thing with my Google Plus number.
Yeah.
They're saying that every week.
Yeah, we'll see. That's clunky. We need like a short, I don't know, just search our names. That's how it works.
It's like 20 digits, right? 20 numbers.
Oh my god, somebody just asked me on Google Plus if I know the manufacturer of the Pentile component for the Galaxy Nexus. No, I do not.
Yeah, Samsung.
Yeah, Samsung, surely.
I have no idea.
Everything.
I don't know.
They don't release full specs on phones. I wish they would just say.
Engadget had a list of like the just really deep dark specs that I really don't ever care about. I mean, it's interesting to see, and it's cool they got it, but like that's not the sort of thing I ever worry about. You know. I don't know.
I want to know every little detail.
I don't. I so don't want to know. I just want it to work. I'm simple. I'm sorry. You out there listening are a bigger smartphone nerd than I am. I have no problem admitting that. It's just the way it is. You should get jackets made.
I don't know how many people had one beer too many and ordered 2005 model Windows phones over the internet.
Not I.
That's in the other room. Pretty big nerd right there.
Can't say that's happened to me.
All right, boys and girls, that's going
to
do it.
Something to tie me over until the phone comes out, right? Just give me some data. That's all.
I'm done.
I'll just make something up for you, Corey.
I'm done. I'm going. See y'all next week. Live. Thursday night, probably. Is there anything going on next week? I don't think so. Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Mickey, Jerry, Corey, Alex. Thank you, Alex. We'll get your video working one of these days, I promise.
Yeah.
If you're here live, you get to watch us. Oh, no, wait. You can watch us in the recorded version, too. So that's fun. So that's it. See you next week.
You're on.
Good night.
See ya.
Bye.